Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, earlier in the week, we learned of a terrible incident involving Toby Edmonds, of course, a very well-known trainer based at the Gold Coast. His son, Trent's joining us this morning. How are you, mate?
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, well, bring us up to date or relate to our listeners what unfolded around your father.
So pretty much he got bowled over and got hit by a loose horse at the track, put some loose on the track and got down the laneway there at home, and he tried to stop it. Well, he was attempting to stop it, you know, jumping in front of it, waving his arms and that kind of stuff, and it slowed down probably 30 or 40 metres away from him, and as it built, it started building speed back up again, so he went to sidestep it. And as he sidestepped, it came with him. It went the same way. Mm. So it passed him up. And, it was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, it would have been. So how is he then? I know that he's... did he take himself out of hospital or was he allowed to leave last night?
Mate, I hope not. I might have been there with him the whole time. Initially, yesterday morning, sort of when I was on the way to the race, the guy said that he was going to be in there for another couple of days, and then he rung him on the way home and said, I'm out. So that was about 5 o'clock. So they let me go. So obviously he's still got to, you know, I don't want to see him back at work for a while and whatever. He's, you know, got to take him as stress as possible, I guess. But yeah, so anyway, I suppose that's positive that he's out. He is still a bit groggy and, you know, quite tired and all that, so just got to rest up.
Did he suffer, given that he's out, did he suffer, or what was the extent? What's the worst part of the injuries?
So, apart from having like extremely sore ribs and just being all over, the latest that we got from the doctors was that he had some blood clotting in his head and a spot of blood on his brain. So, while that doesn't sound good, obviously I'm no doctor, but they've let him go and come home on the proviso that he rests up and doesn't do too much stress, you know, do anything too strenuous or stressful. So, you know, that was obviously a positive and yeah. You know, good to see him be able to come out a couple of days later.
Yeah, for sure. So it sounds like it's something, and I don't know anything either, like you, Trent, I guess, but it sounds like with time that might just ease itself around the brain.
Yeah, that's right, and just, you know, a lot of rest and recovery, and just got to chill out for a bit, which is hard because he's fairly stubborn. He won't be able to drive his car for a couple of weeks or anything. So, could have been a lot worse, and I certainly feared the worst when I seen him there. It was pretty ordinary, but luckily he's going to be all right.
Yeah, that's the main thing, mate. Our thoughts are certainly with him particularly, but with the whole family. Let's just hope that things can settle down, because at the moment, mate, you're enjoying a little good run, aren't you?
Yeah, so we started the season off really well, and then the last sort of six to eight weeks, sort of September and October were fairly quiet, but we had a lot of trials in the last sort of month and that, so we're pretty much full steam ahead to the summer title, and had a really good sort of last fortnight.
Yeah, you certainly have. Well, mate, pass on our very best. There'll be lots of people listening around New South Wales that know Toby really well, that we wish him all the very best. We've given you a few days just to make sure everything was okay. And if he's come out of hospital, then we're thinking that the doctors are pretty positive about the future, mate. Say good day to him, and we'll certainly stay in contact.
Thanks, Andrew. Much appreciated. All the support's been great. So, thanks very much.